Making a difference in the community, this is Gord Tennant of New Leaf Organic Farm, just outside Perth. Welcome, Gord. Why don't you tell us what makes your farm special?
It's just a local farm. Started about 7 years ago on a bit of family land. Just been doing mostly just local farmers markets. We were certified organic for the first 5 years. We sell at the Perth market.
Why was it important for you to be certified organic and to go that route? Because there's many different ways that you can go.
We actually did a mentorship program through Just Food and Savor Ottawa. And my son did an apprenticeship at an organic farm for a couple of years. It was just the way to go for initially. It was a good startup. We got a lot of great information from the organic community. There's a lot of programs. There's a lot more information on small scale vegetable farming on the organic network. There's a lot more information.
Now, what I really found interesting was that you're moving towards becoming a totally sustainable farm. Maybe you're already there. Could you explain that to us a little bit, please?
Well, we're gradually working through self-sustaining the whole property. We have a house that was built to enable the farm. So our well irrigates our 3 acres of vegetables. Chickens last year. Next year we'll bring on pigs, small quantities or small amounts to begin with, and if we plant about 10 to 12 fruit trees every second year. So every second year we add fruit trees, and then every second year we add livestock. Hopefully we'll be using the livestock to open up the next field past where we currently have our vegetables. So they'll actually work that land in, and we'll let them on there for a year or two before we actually move any agriculture onto that field.
I find it so interesting that every aspect of the farm comes together, working together to sort of create that sustainability that you're talking about. It must be really interesting to watch.
It is interesting. There is a lot of information. Working on land that has really not ever been farmed, except for hay. They did have soy on it for a couple years, 10 years ago. By bringing in animals, they can actually work the field for us before we actually put in vegetable plots. So we can improve the land over time instead of actually hitting it with a lot of chemicals.
Now, I understand that this is not just you alone. It is a multi-generational effort, a partnership, if you will, between you and your son.
Father, son, and fiance. So it's been interesting. He's had to put up with a lot more than I have. So, but at the same time, he's pretty much taking over most of the planning, all of the planning, and all of the developments going forward. And he's young enough that he's actually able to do most of the physical labor.
Now, I also understand that you are associated with the Table Community Food Center in Perth. You supply vegetables for their vegetable boxes, and you also donate food as well. Maybe talk to us a little bit about that.
It's a great place to donate food, right? We every year, every week after market, we do have produce left over, and then sometimes we have extra crops that we just overplanted. Having a place to actually put them or to donate them, it just makes sense. Ends up that it works out about 15 to 20% of what we grow ends up at the food bank every week. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for this, Gord. We've been speaking with Gord Tennant of New Leaf Organic Farm, just outside of Perth. Listen to all our Next Gen Farmers at lanarkleadstoday.com. www.tablecommunityfoodcenter.ca.